Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Previously on Roll Britannia.
What are you doing here?
Put your animals away.
What do you mean by animals? I've got no animals here.
These are Kosamon.
Who are you anyway?
Officer Benny.
Melrose.
Automatically turning to Keth.
I'm a dragon, Keth.
I like invisibility.
And I can fly.
Gallop, duh. Boulder, like creature with stumpy appendages.
Are you here for the big tournament?
Yes.
Emperor Keth Frostiron, please make his way to the competing.
I choose you, Humphrey.
Smack on it, man.
Humphrey the Flumphrey goes down.
Malrus.
Whoa.
Gallop, Derek. Get yourself in there. Take this grease grenade and drop them next to Derek.
Okay.
Derek, make a spark.
Oh, shit.
Fireworks erupt.
Keth Frostiron
is the winner.
Yes, boy.
There you are.
It should be back to full health.
Excellent.
David.
A baby red dragon wormling.
I'm your new dad.
Malrus.
Stop being a trainer and you can't touch Icosa balls anymore.
This isn't dragon jealousy, is it, Jeff?
A blast of fire washes over you.
I have to take Jeff down to the centre after this.
Tell me, Amaris, do you toast?
Toast what?
This.
I think it's time we called an end to this fight.
It was just here!
What's happening?
The hot air balloons. Can't move along, this is police business.
Well, I might be able to help.
Did you see what happened?
No, I didn't. I might know who these two people are.
That's very suspicious. You go to a bar.
I'm gonna read Jeff's thoughts.
I know I had a wife.
She's out there.
Emperor Keth Frostiron, do you want to do something fun?
Harry! Yeah, what have you got in mind?
If you're up for it, we could go to the trophy room and we could lick the trophy.
I will lick anything.
Okay, let's go.
All caught up?
Good.
Let's get back to the action.
Last time we spoke, you were all about to head off for some fun and shenanigans.
Oh, lickety
with
lick.
A shenanigans. Slightly intoxicated Barry. And let's pick up before we jump into the action. Let's have a little bit of housekeeping about where everyone is. Are we all walking there, or are any of you going into your Icosa spheres?
I'll give you the choice on this one, chaps.
I would say I think I'm going to go in my Icosa sphere.
Icosa sphere?
How many hours have passed?
What, since the last time we spoke? About a week. No, how many hours have passed?
In-game hours.
Seconds.
In-game hours. Since when?
Since older Jeff cast that spell on me.
God, two or three?
Okay.
I suppose it's still the evening after the main battle, isn't it? The early
yes,
evening.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you'll be fine.
I am going to go as Cash Etchum.
You're going to go as Cash Etchum? Mm.
You can't be a trainer.
I don't think you can be a trainer, though.
Then I will go as the shopkeeper.
Ah. Ah.
Okay. You're going to go
interesting.
As
interesting.
You're going to go as Orkright.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Orkright? No, yeah. Let's be Orkright or Granville.
Orkright.
Orcright, okay.
You've had experience being Orcright.
Okay. It seems like Granville would get into more of this kind of scrape, but...
Orcright's going to have, like, the authority, if we get into shit, to be like, I'm fair. A shopkeeper.
He gives us legitimacy. Yeah.
Sure, I mean, you know,
everyone knows him.
That's always, you know... Everyone knows that if you own a small corner shop, you can get away with any old bullshit. Mm-hmm. So...
You can get into any adventure.
It's just a fact of life, you know. Sky up, water wet, own a shop, get into all sorts of scrapes and mischief. It's all good. Right. So we'll pick up the action. We're outside. You'll be on Cass' shoulder. We'll be outside. And
David's in a ball, and so is Humphrey.
Excellent. Oh, good old Humphrey. Fan favourite is Humphrey. I like Humphrey.
He's proper gone.
He's great.
He gets more love than
we. He's got a fan club. Well, you know, that's because he's lovely.
Yeah, he's not been a dick to anyone. We all have been dicks at times.
Very true.
He's just a hungry, hungry Humphrey.
With a cowboy hat. Tom's got his own hungry, hungry Humphrey in the background.
So you're walking through, someone's going, there's a parent going past with a small orc child. And
they're going, quiet, daddy's recording.
And the orc parent is going, no, it's time for bed.
Yeah.
What are you even doing here? Do you know what time it is?
Silence, small boy.
Is the kid drunk too?
How did you get 5 badges?
Give him another beer and he'll be fine.
And you're sneaking your way across. Well, I say sneaking. Barry is stumbling his way across the quad towards the main stadium. And I want you to picture the stealthiness of. Have you seen Emperor's New Groove?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember the scene where Kronk is trying to be stealthy, and he's singing his own theme tune as he goes, and bypasses, you know, are just sort of seeing him and going, the fuck, and just getting on with their lives.
Yes.
All of that.
Barry.
Ace Ventura.
The only NPC so far to get its own full spin-off film, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Humphrey
and
the take down.
Barry's doing this. He's sort of, you know, drunkenly stumbling about, just pretending to be very stealthy. And Keth, are you following in a suitably stealthy manner, or are you just strolling behind
him? I'm just walking behind
him. Are you hopping, jumping? You're just walking.
Just walking behind him, just tutting.
God, that makes sense.
And just like any onlookers, like, nothing to see here. Sorry, nothing here.
The Willy Wonka. Don't mind him, like, no, stop, Barry. Come back. No, don't.
Oh, please.
Please don't lick that trophy.
Emperor Kev, come on. Shh. Gotta be stealthy. Okay?
This is definitely not
keep
work.
It down. Keep it down. Shh. Who's making that noise? Oh, it's me.
Don't worry, I'm being much stealthier than you.
I think you should have to roll this.
And eventually...
Good intentions, but... Like terrible actions. He's sort of like me, I feel. Like, he really wants to help you lick the trophy, but I feel like he's definitely going to get caught doing it.
And eventually, you find your way to the stadium. Not the door that you entered to access the sort of competitors area. It's another door. Mm-hmm. And Barry sort of sidles up to... the guard that's on duty there. He sidled forwards, which is a feat in itself. And... it's a skill some people have. The forward sidle.
He's going to judo chop it.
Yes. No, he walks up to the... Sidles up to the guard, and he says, "Hey! It's you!" And the guard sort of goes... Mm. What do you want now, Barry? Hey, remember that time that you and I were in that city? And the guy says, "Yes, Barry, I remember the time." Well, just picture the moment now. Just picture it. Imagine I hadn't been there. Okay, I'm picturing it, I'm imagining it. What do you want? Well, just do that now.
This Barry probably the creepiest guy we've picked up so far.
What are you even saying, Barry?
We're just following him.
Just what? Are you okay? Do you need us to call someone?
Can we ruin this man's life?
No.
Was he like this before?
It's fine. Just think about the time that I saved, you know, wasn't it? The girl. You know? Yes. Well, let's say we call it even if you just open this door. And me and my friend
go inside.
I love
this idea that he's building this up, this adventure, but it's just like something mundane, like he helped an old lady cross a road or something. Save that girl. Barry, it was a red light.
You may never know. And the guard says, just go in, just
don't tell anyone I let you in, all right? Ah, good, man. Cat!
Jesus, keep it down. I'll make sure he doesn't lick anything.
Stop making so much noise. Come inside.
I'm already inside. I walked straight past you. I'm in.
Oh. Oh. Shh. Don't make any noise when you get inside. I'm coming in.
Never say that to me again.
And he follows you inside.
Can I, at this point, change my appearance?
Yes. What would you like to be this time?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm going to be Officer Benny.
Oh.
Officer Benny. Okay. Cool. Fine. Roll your deception then to see how good your face is.
Oh.
Ooh. That's a 16.
That's not bad.
Yeah, 16's pretty good. It's a pretty passable Officer Benny.
He's a dark knight.
And Barry turns around to see Officer Benny there and goes, "Oh fuck! Officer Benny, just it was all his idea. He told me. It's fine,
Barry.
You can't understand him. I was like, yeah. I'm there going, you've just shouted Malrus Toscobble at this guy's face.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Barry has groveled to you. You've yelled Malrus Toscobble in his face. And he suddenly looks really confused. And he goes, and without taking his eyes off you, he says,
Kev. Kev.
Yes.
Emperor Kev. The police officer here, Officer Benny, he said Malrus Toscobble. Isn't that what your thing says? I think it's... Is that your thing? The thing, you know, the tall one, the scary one.
My doppelganger.
I'm just going to
nod. That one.
No. Yes.
Damn it.
No, yes.
I'm as shocked as you are, to be honest.
I was about to flag him, and then as Mara starts nodding, I'm like,
yes, he is.
Like Albert from Father Ted.
No.
Nice.
Yes. For the time being,
No. Yes.
God, excellent timing.
Beautiful. And so he says,
okay, good idea. Having the fuzz with us, good idea. Like, shh. What was that?
It's still you.
Oh.
I know you love a good monologue, but let's just keep it down to a dull roar. Yes?
Shh. Making so much noise. You gotta be quiet. I'm hunting rabbit. No, that's the other guy.
That's what I need the way.
You're in. As you look around, you find yourself in a sort of... I want you to picture it as sort of quite a... Not corporate, but sort of a functional style space. Imagine, if you will, at a sporting stadium, the place where the chairperson and the committee members and people coming for a corporate function might go.
Big table.
Conference room?
Well, I mean, it's not a meeting room. It's sort of the entrance space.
Can I...
Like
lots of...
No, it's like a hallway.
It's like an event.
Roll perception.
That's all the entrance place. Yes, you can, yes. Roll perception, please.
Oh yeah, we can do this.
My perception again.
Oh. Yes, it's D&D. You have dice to do things. Plus if you want to do things, you can roll dice.
I'll see how his perception goes.
That is a 10.
With a 10, you find yourself in a corridor, a sort of entrance hall, as I have previously described it. It's a bit dark.
No worries.
Okay. Well, there's not going to be much in a corridor, so...
I do have dark vision, though. Do I get any bonus for dark vision?
No, you can just see it in grey.
Okay.
Can I have a look around, see if there's any kind of security devices like cameras or anything on the wall, like anything that might be like trip wires or something that might alert security that people are sneaking around?
I guess this is a trap check. Do a quick trap check.
The old TC.
Quick TC. We haven't had a TC in a while.
While he does this, can I just start attacking and performing a rolling charge inside my Pokeball? Inside
your
my Icosasphere. My supermarket brand.
Yeah, I mean,
and just to get it starting to sort of roll.
Your happy shopper one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Asda's own brand. Other brands are available.
Is it perception? TCs.
A trap check is probably an investigation.
Yeah, plus your dex. Your dex is to disarm it. Sorry.
Yeah. I would say an investigation because you are looking specifically for something.
Okay, well that adds plus two, which means it's a grand total of seven.
Oh.
Seven. You can't really see any traps or security devices. And yes, do a rolling charge ball starts spinning like a yo-yo.
It should start sort of like giving Keth an uncomfortable feeling. Yeah. Sort of awakening, if you will.
Depends where he's got the ball, really. If it's in Bob, he probably doesn't know. But, I mean, if it's in his pocket, he might feel something.
Oh, it's in Keth's pocket. As we're warming our dice up, I'm going to do a stealth roll.
Can you just roll a constitution check for me?
Me? Or?
Yes, please. Yes, Keth, please. Can you roll a constitution check?
That's pretty good. 17.
Oh, with a 17, you find this vibrating experience mildly pleasurable.
I'm going to start rolling, and then I'm going to start rolling faster. And then I'm going to roll a few times, and then stop, and then roll like three more times, and then stop, and then just do that on a larger frequency.
Barry, I'm going to have to sit down for a minute.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to roll a stealth check.
Okay, yeah, do that.
To see if he notices you put the ball in your ass.
Oh, no,
back in a prison pocket. No,
that would be sleight of hand.
Kes starts shouting at his cross. Go for it,
now,
Derek.
I do get plus six to stealth.
Can I too also roll stealth?
Yes, Maurus, you can roll stealth.
What's Officer Benny's stealth?
Oh, I have absolutely no idea.
It's orcish stealth.
Let me just quickly invent some stats for a character I wasn't expecting anyone else to play.
Oh, look, it's plus one.
So I mean, I can use the doppelgangers.
Minus 15. Oh no!
He was really, really clumsy.
Yeah, he's just properly
turns
loud.
Out Officer Benny, he's very short-sighted and keeps tripping over and losing his glasses.
Often wears air horns in his shoes.
My first stealth roll was amazing. I get plus six on stealth, and I got 24, but I get disadvantage on stealth because of my chainmail vest. So it's actually 15.
Doesn't it
How is that?
Seems still reasonably
stealthy. Jingling, okay, cool.
Jingling, jingling, jingling.
I know, all my jingly jangliness.
You just imagine
as you walk past,
really
someone
slowly,
might imagine that it's...
and then just as you stop...
They might imagine it's like Last Light or something.
Shit.
Maurus, you can have a plus one.
Okay.
The entire stadium sees you. The walls turn to glass.
That's 13.
You're not wearing your trousers. Oh, no. It's
13 is relatively stealthy as well.
Yeah.
You know, less stealthy than Keth, who's wearing chainmail. But, you know, you're wearing a uniform with some shiny brass buttons.
Really new squeaky shoes as well.
It glints in the light, you know. Yeah, they're those shoes that no matter what you do, always squeak.
And the floor in front of you is all lino.
Just really annoying.
I was imagining old sheriff style shoes with
quite cool.
Well, I mean, it does ride a wolf. Anyway, so you're in this corridor and Barry says, come on, this way. Keth, Emperor Keth, I brought you here because I thought it would be fun if we could get this lick the trophy.
Ooh, I mean, don't be sick on it, just lick on it.
Tyler, your sex tape.
Did he just say nick the trophy or lick the trophy, Keth? What does he say?
Maris. He said nick.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
You said that out loud.
Barry's drunk.
What do you mean? He said Nick?
No, I said lick. Not sick.
What? I'm so confused. Well, anyway.
Keep going.
Do you know why I brought you here?
Oh, God.
So you can be sick on the trophy.
James's audio.
Great idea. I feel a bit. This way.
Hold it in. Let's go.
And she sort of turns and sort of takes off at a bit of a drunken stumble down the corridor.
Holy shit, he's off.
And he gets to some stairs and he goes, Kat, this way.
I'm right behind you. Still.
Oh, shh. Why are you so loud all the time? This way up the stairs. Be quiet, though.
If he was so loud, how did you not notice he was there? Sorry, I'm still in my vibrating anus ball.
Yeah, Keith, you just sound like you've got a phone on vibrate in your pocket.
Sorry, it's cool.
And you make it up the stairs and into a new carpeted corridor. And along one side of this set of walls, there's several flights of stairs. You make your way up. And along the sort of left-hand side, you can see there are a range of doors, all sort of equidistant. a range of doors, equidistant apart. And they all have names, and they all say suite or box or things after them.
Ooh, suite box.
And yes, and one of them is actually called suite box.
Oh.
And
you got a suite box.
Oh, sweet God. Box, my lady.
And Barry sort of staggers over to one of the doors and he says,
"Hey, before we do what we came here to do, hey, how's about we go in here?"
No.
Let's just What's in here, Barry?
You'll like it. Look whose box this is.
Okay, I will take a look.
And the door says, "Kebso Suite."
Kebso. He's been in charge of the entire committee, is he? Did a bit of running back in the day.
This is his box.
Sorry, the penny's just dropped in for me on that.
Oh my God. There we go. It was a pun that worked on two levels, and you missed both of them. And normally that's Maurus's job.
Mm. I'm exhausted from all the vibrations. My mind's all cloudy.
You didn't really get it. You were in your ball.
Oh, just vibing away.
He said, yeah, this is his box. And guess what? I heard he keeps the best beers in there.
Ooh, keep it together. I mean, I'm always up for a beer.
Shh, why are you so loud? Kev, you should come there up for a celebration once we've licked the trophy. Then I can grab it, make it invisible, or you two go get drunk.
And I'm whispering. Sorry, you put your phone onto loud. Jeff Silverbow. Jeff Silverbow.
What was that? Can you hear something?
Oh, your ears are getting worse, Barry, I swear.
Come in here.
And he opens the door and steps inside.
Dang. Ooh, it's nice though, isn't it?
Jeff.
And you're greeted by a very pleasant room with a big glass wall on one side. And
a window.
There's some steps down to some... Yes.
We've seen those before.
Some would call them, yes. Some would call them windows. Others, like me, would call it a big glass wall. And...
you named the second Roald Dahl book, didn't you? Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator.
Yes.
There's a big glass ceiling as well.
And
in the office.
In front of this big glass wall is a range of seats, and then some steps up to the level that you're on. And at this level, there's a little bar off to one side, some sort of posing tables with the remnants of a few snacks still there, and it's all very plushly accommodated. There seems to be quite a lot of fine mahogany and rich leather about the place.
Many leather-bound books.
Yes, and. Barry has gone inside and he sort of stumbled over to the bar and he's opened some of the cupboards. Now let's have a look. What have we got in here? And he's got his head sort of buried in the cupboard. And, just, ah! And he pulls out a very fancy looking bottle.
What does it say? Do I have to roll for it? Shall I roll to see what it says?
No, it's fine. He says, this is it. This is a... Hey, Kath, look what I found.
I know. Jesus Christ. What is it, Barry?
It's cognac. I love this stuff. It's so good. And you should have some.
Jeff.
And I should have some. And he should have some. Can he drink?
Oh, he's very good at drinking. He's an officer of the law. He's excellent at drinking.
Officer Benny, would you like a cognac?
I'm going to take the bottle
and off
him.
And yeah, you take the bottle.
Look at it. And yep. I'm going to roll to hit.
Okay.
You're going to knock out Barry. He's not showing us where the trophy is.
He's not going to knock. He's going to fucking kill him. He's going to glass him. He's going to bottle him, basically.
Yeah. What he hasn't told us, he's rolling to hit the table to shatter the bottle to make it to shiv, to then stab Barry.
What are you aiming to hit here?
Him over the head with the bottle.
Right, okay. Roll to hit then.
Are you hitting to kill or hitting to stun?
I'm just hitting to
set bottle
set
to stun.
Set bottle to stun.
That's all I thought. I've set my laser from stun to kill.
Smashes on a table and stabs somebody in the face with it.
That's a 14.
You could always drink it. It's always stunned me.
Force him to down the bottle.
But I'm going to do it as his back's turned.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, a 14. I mean, his back isn't turned. You literally took it out of his hands.
Yeah, you took it out of his hands. Fair and point. Hit him in the face.
Spin him around a load of times. And
I'm
then
gonna hit him straight away. I'm going to, you know.
Well, you did, though.
Oh, is it,
yeah. You did. You just said roll to hit.
Right, then.
I'm going to roll to hit.
You literally snatched this bottle out of his hand and then decided to hit him with it. So you're literally smacking him in the face with a bottle of cognac.
Fine. I'll smack him in the face with a bottle of cognac, then. It's,
okay.
It's the pub. Do you want a drink, mate?
Well, look.
Fuck.
Can I shock you? Pops. I don't have the stats to hand for bottle of cognac.
Yeah.
Well, so, you were the one who said it up,
we're not angry.
James. You included it in the scene. How did you not know that Malrus was going to take it off him and hit him in the face with it?
Everything's a weapon in Malrus's hands.
Yes.
Even a doll.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was... So,
messy. It's just legally is a weapon.
The good news is, Malrus, that does hit.
Unless your name's Barry.
I'm going to say that a bottle of cognac does 1d4 plus 1 bludgeoning damage. And I'll also get you to roll a second d20 to determine something else.
Your evilness for the rest of this campaign.
So that's two. That's a grand total of two. And a d20 is... it's a nine.
A nine? Mm. With a nine, the bottle doesn't break, so you just club him with it.
Ooh, that was my intention.
Just
okay.
To save the cognac.
Cave in his skull.
I don't want to make a mess.
There's just brains.
I mean, you just brainwashed. Okay. Barry has more than two hit points.
But is he unconscious?
Yeah.
No.
Unfortunately for him.
Because I'm just saying,
at
if
this
I
point,
got twatted in the head, he's
let's awful. Not turn this heist into a murder, Barry.
Let's all roll for initiative.
Oh, no.
Do I have to?
I'm still
in
the ball.
No, you're in. You don't have to roll now. You can choose to roll later if you would.
As soon as I see Maurus twat Barry around the head with the bottle, I'm just going to hop off Kef's shoulder and just go hover by the door.
Okay.
Like,
good plan.
I don't know why this has happened. As far as we were going to go lick the trophy, then nick the trophy, and now we're bludgeoning the guy who's helping us. But that's fine. Everyone can do their own thing. We all have little moments. I am the full appreciator of that.
I will get involved in this.
Keth, if you don't get involved, no one's going to.
I know. 14.
Malrus, what did you roll?
Hang on. Let me roll again.
The Dice of Silence.
It's a 15.
Anybody else just get the feeling 15. That this is just going to go really badly?
I'm just happy it's not for me.
I think it's going to go fine because we don't have a Jeff involved.
says the man who decided to pull a bottle of cognac out of somebody's hands and
you've
hit
just pulled
the
Jeff move, my friend. You're the Jeff in this scenario right now.
Wait and see how it pans out. I've got a plan.
You're up first, and the scene is this. You have just smacked Barry in the face with a bottle of cognac.
Yes.
He's gone, what? And you'll go.
Again?
Yes, you're first in the order. You've got a cheeky surprise round because you surprised me.
I'm right there with you, James.
I am...
We're on that boat too.
Darkness falls across the shattered lands. The Dungeon Master's moment is close at hand. Halflings crawl in search of blood to terrorize Jeff's magic eye-hood.
Sorry, I got a bit carried away there. Because Halloween is almost here. So, get settled down, you lot, so that we can begin. Now, the very first thing that all of us here at Roll Britannia are dying to give you all is an extra enormous thank you. The pirate ship that is our merry little podcast would have rolled over and sunk to the bottom of the sea a long time ago without you all out there giving us your soul's support every week. So, welcome aboard. Get back, everyone. Incoming random service shout out! Well, this week, comedian Greg Davis has been listening to the show and has reportedly been finding us so funny that he's going to use some of our jokes. Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. He thinks we're a joke and he's going to report us. Well, we'll just gloss over that. Here he is. The Flying Igor himself, Pedro. Fetch me your most gruesome shout-out scroll. Love your work, Pedro. That's an excellent raven costume. Very foreboding. What? It's not a costume. You fell in some black paint. You feathery buffoon. Now, give me the scroll. Yeah, excellent. Now go wash yourself off in the sea or... I'm sure it's not shark infested. Shoo, 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 shoo. So, this week's shout out goes to Foxy Audi, who messaged our Twitter account. Thank you so much for getting in touch and for following the show. As for learning how to D&D, we're still learning ourselves. So, yeah. Now, don't worry, you can still get yourselves some very creepy but most excellent swag down in the crypts of the Royal Britannia merch store. And if you're quick, you'll be able to get it in time for Halloween. So stop shuffling about like a horde of zombies and get yourself over there. Now, they say that behind every moustache there is a brave buccaneer. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because Tom is harvesting his entire beard to raise money for Movember. For those of you who don't know, Movember is a fantastic charity who raise money and awareness to help in the fight against cancer and to help improve men's mental health. So, if you can spare a couple of pennies, he'd really appreciate it if you could sponsor him. Keep a lookout for the link to his sponsor page as well as photos of his fledging thigh tickler. God, how am I supposed to run an evil campaign? All these request skulls everywhere. I would scold Pedro for his untidiness, but he's probably fish food by now. If you want to get in touch with the show, it's simplicity itself. Just search for us on social media, whichever one takes your fancy. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Discord. Have a look, and you'll find us there. And we love a natter with you, so get involved. Although, personally, I prefer the old way. I really miss receiving scrolls and having that signed in... Oh, blood. Who writes this? Now, if you're really feeling generous, then why not do something amazing for the show and take just a couple of minutes to give us a 5-star review, eh? If you're really enjoying it, it lets us know that we're doing a great job and other great people just like you will have a better chance of discovering the show. It only takes a couple of minutes of your time, but you'll have done a good thing. And one more very important thing. Bash that subscribe button. Otherwise, something may compel you to whisper Jeff 3 times into your mirror, and you won't want him appearing in your bathroom. Right, that's enough for this week. There's no way those 4 can survive on their own for this long without some adult supervision. But before you lot get out of here, I've got a treat lined up for all of you. Or perhaps it's a trick. You best make sure that your doors are locked and that you've got your biggest club at hand and that you don't fall asleep this weekend, as I hear the Halloween special might just be lying in wait for you all.
Whoa, hold on there, James. Just before we get back to the action, I want to chip in. Get it? Anyway, did you know that support for Roll Britannia is brought to you by Manscaped, who are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? They're the champions of the world. Not only do Manscaped offer precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, but Manscaped have just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0, all across Europe. So, having been sent a bunch of stuff from the lovely people at Manscaped, I decided that it was time that this buccaneer braved the bush once more. Now, after previous frightful experiences, the jungle was approached with caution. But after the first stroke of the Lawnmower 4.0, it was like I was Tarzan, cutting through the trees with ease. This fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. So now I feel confident shaving my boys once more. Plus, not only are there additional guard lengths to customise your trim, lengths 1 to 4, but also it has a super useful 4000K LED spotlight for when a more precise shave is needed. Also, big shout out to the Manscaped Ball Toner. I'm not quite sure what it does, but man is it refreshing. So why not join me, the other Buccaneers, and over 4 million other people worldwide who trust Manscaped? And with this exclusive offer for you, our wonderful listeners, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code ROLLBRIT at manscaped.com. That's ROLLBRIT, R-O-L-L-B-R-I-T at manscaped.com. Now we can get back to the action.
Melrose gets a surprise round on all of us.
I am going to... Hang on a minute. Let me read.
I have a sneaky suspicion.
I'm going to turn back...
He doesn't ever want to leave this island.
...into me, as in doppelganger me.
Right.
And can
I... mean, that will be your action.
Yeah, that's your action then.
That's fine. I'll turn back into me. So I don't want to put any extra undue pressure on Officer Benny.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate that. Cool. Kev?
Kev is going to go, like, early and exasperated. What the fuck? And then try and grab the cognac bottle out, basically disarm Malrus.
You're going to
do it again.
Yeah, I mean, you could, but that's the decision Kev has made. Yeah. So,
you are the Kef, master.
I guess
I could put him away.
Roll
yes.
To hit. Oh, well.
Yeah,
you're the master.
instead of returning your Icosamon, you've decided tackle is the choice here.
Damn.
So roll to hit against a doppelganger.
God damn it! 13.
Ooh,
he's gonna be the.
That's
best.
Not gonna do it.
No, that didn't really work. Him up.
So would you say
blasted a dude
returning returning him would be an action or an attack?
I mean, Pikachu that just is your... wailing on some guy, and Ash there like, oh, let's have him.
Leave him. He's not worth it. Leave him,
Pikachu. Don't, mate. He's not.
Hold me back,
hammered.
Hold me back.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have gone with the returning of an Icosamon as an action.
It's an action. Okay, fine. Well, in for a penny, in for a pound, I get two attacks, so I'm just going to have another go.
I mean, you do, yes. Talking is also a free action. Just to remind you of this.
Malrus, no, come back!
Yeah, roll again.
I have been a little startled by events, as of all of us.
Roll to hit again.
Oh, that's what no better. Happened? That's a 5.
Yeah, that definitely isn't it.
No,
I'm just. It's honestly just so surprising to have like not be the one that's causing mayhem. It's just brilliant.
And then I'll do some free action. Then it's like, Maurus, what are you doing? Stop it.
We need to get rid of him. He's slowing us down.
He knows where the trophy is.
It's, well,
for licking.
That's a very good point. It does seem in your plan like you didn't consider that.
I did.
I can scoop the thought out of his head.
That's what I was going to do.
Good. The good news is it's Barry's turn. And he uses his action to disengage and fucking book it.
He's a
he runs a fucking way.
Well, he's not getting much further, is he? Because Jeff's near the door.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to have to intervene here.
Mm-hmm. This man's life is in your hands right now.
Can't you breath him?
That's literally as he was running past. Can I euphoria breath him?
I mean, you haven't rolled initiative, so
no, that's fair. But I'm in the room.
You're not in this round of combat.
I'm in the not in the round of
Can
combat.
Can you not just
I'm
drop it?
Room.
You are in the room. He hasn't rolled initiative, so he would miss this round. In fact, actually, what does disengage entail?
It means
because
they don't
dodge
get
means you have disadvantage. Yet. But yeah, so this would be an attack opportunity.
But isn't it just for the person that? You're in close combat.
I don't know. That's my question.
Disengage. Oh, to be fair, your movement doesn't provoke opportunity attacks for the rest of the turn, so it doesn't specify about which
target.
So
there you go. You wouldn't get an opportunity attack, which is what that would be.
Disengage means that he's like aware of anybody around him who may throw in an attack.
But what I would say is he's running past you, and depending on what your speed is, there's no reason you wouldn't catch him. Mm.
Yeah, so you could run after him and get him. Run after him and breath him.
Well, yeah, I'm flying, just saying. So 60 feet of flying. So
yeah, he has a movement speed of 30, and let's say at least 8 of that has been used running towards you.
That's fine. I'll definitely catch him because I'm flying 60 feet.
So he does run past you and out of the room and into the corridor. Well, and
I'm gonna,
a good 20 feet down the corridor.
I'm going to stick with what the original plan was then. I was just going to try and euphoria breath him as he ran past me in the doorway. But if I have to chase him down to do it, I'm going to give it a go. And if I fail, then he can just get away. And it'll be like, well, no one else knew that I tried to do it, so...
I like the result has been the same, but we've actually established some sort of rule there.
It's based off actual ruling and logic. That's fine.
I knew we were an educational show.
New,
we can put that in now as one of our description.
Yeah, right? New ground that we're breaking.
Hey, kids, come listen to us.
Educational.
You'll be fucking learning.
Oh. And there comes the EBIT.
For extra learning.
Extra learning, not explicit.
Yes. Could you do a DC wisdom saving throw then, please, James?
Yes.
Thank you.
Find one of these.
Luckily, because he ran out of the room, no one else is in the range, so no one else is going to get it.
Nice.
14.
You win.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh,
God. Do any of us really win here?
That's what I was wholeheartedly expecting.
You don't euphoria breath him. I mean,
I just
caught
sort of
up with him.
On Barry, and he hears a weird behind him, and that's about it. Nothing more is...
Oh, fuck! Malrus?
Ghosts.
I guess it's your turn.
I'll tackle him.
Can I use the rest of my movement just to return back to the return?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm back in the doorway. Like nothing happened. I didn't try to do it.
Can't you just keep chasing him?
Yeah, I don't want to.
You could. It's always
I want to know what's going on in here. I want to hear Malrus' explanation for twatting him.
Cool, Malrus, your turn.
I'm running after him.
Okay.
You're looking for
I'm going to chase this mofo down.
Realistically, you were within melee range before. He ran away from your melee range, so you could catch to within melee range again.
Yeah.
There's no reason you wouldn't be able to.
Quick question. Doppelganger has advantage on attack rolls against any creature it's surprised. What does that...
Okay. I mean, you hit
that
him.
That would have been
already.
When you hit him with the bottom.
Yeah, that would have been a surprise attack.
Oh,
now
no, wait. Because I hit him as what's it, didn't I?
You hit him
as officer melee. Yeah. And you hit him anyway.
I'm going to hit him again.
Okay, you caught up with him.
I'm going to grab him.
You can roll to hit, yeah?
Yeah.
What's Maurus taken, guys?
Okay.
Like, what's here. Happened? I thought we were licking a trophy. Now we're beating Barry to death.
That's an 18.
18 definitely hits.
I've no idea, Jeff. It was all going so well.
I want to sort of
grab him and drag him back into the room. What would I need to do that?
Okay, this will be a strength contest.
Here we go.
Malrus has turned this into a horror film.
I have a strength of zero, so this is just
from a door to a hostage situation within seconds.
Yeah, I've rolled already. Okay. And I've got my number.
Let me roll.
Lovers.
So you're saying there's a chance?
That is a 17.
Nope. I rolled exceptionally well.
Yeah, he really did. For Barry as well.
Yeah. I rolled really well.
Drunk Barry.
It's got that drunk strength.
No. You tackle him and attempt to drag him back, but he sort of squirms free and you don't drag him anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. What was Barry's roll, James? I don't think we said it out loud.
A 23. I mean, technically nat 20, but we went with 23. Because it was easier to explain with hand signals while Paul wasn't looking. So, Kef?
Oh, God. I got to run after them and try and stop this ridiculous situation from from getting any worse. Because I need to get near Malrus to get him back into his bloody icososphere.
I mean, what's your speed?
30 feet.
You can catch them.
I can, so...
Big dog pile in the fucking entrance.
And then they're in a sort of pile on the floor together. At the moment.
But no, Malrus is going back in the wall because this is crazy.
Has Malrus still got the cognac?
Yes.
Yeah.
He hasn't said he's dropped it.
Because Kef doesn't know at this point what the hell is going on. And all of a sudden, Malrus just attacked Barry. Like, what the fuck? We don't want this to escalate any further. And the nice man outside goes... The fuck's going on?
Don't make any noise. Be quiet. It is stealthy operation.
So I'm going to roll to get Malrus back in his icosa ball because enough is enough.
Okay. That'll be a. What did we say? Do a charisma contest for me.
Okay.
Wait.
You've won second place in a charisma contest.
On three.
Pick up $10.
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
14. 15. Hey! I get -1 to them as well.
Go directly to your icososphere. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
God, right, that's one down.
What do you mean one? What have I done?
No. I've got to try and get hold of and calm down Barry now.
Oh, right.
You're fine.
Okay.
I'm still in the room.
I'm still in the suite, to be honest.
I mean, Chip? Jeff?
I want to roll investigation, please.
I don't care what Chip's doing. I want to know what Jeff's doing.
Ah, right. I'll pull my trousers back up and then I will roll an investigation I want to search the room to see if there's anything shiny.
Okay, yeah, you do that.
Snacks.
Okay, that is... I can never remember, sorry. I've only got the six core ones.
Investigation.
Is that intelligence?
Investigation is intelligence, yeah.
Intelligence, so, excellent. +2, 17, 19.
Don't do a thing.
A 19? Yeah, you find some pretty nice looking silverware. All the glassware is crystal, as far as you can tell.
Okay.
It's very nice.
Can I grab... What can I grab with my four paws?
You can grab a solid silver cruet set.
Excellent.
And a fistful of silver teaspoons.
The stopper from a decanter.
And, yes, a crystal stopper from a decanter.
Bottle opener?
Yeah.
Crystal stopper and a bottle opener.
And then once all your hands are full, you notice that there's actually a Swiss Army knife over there and you could have just picked up all these in one.
That's the weirdest Swiss Army knife.
I was just saying, what has a crystal stopper on it?
Yeah, massive it is.
The Swiss have got real creative recently.
It's the way they make it fold down to fit in your pocket is really impressive.
Yeah, crazy. Molecular reconstruction, guys. What? I've just got tweezers on.
They do have the Hadron Collider, don't they?
Yeah.
True.
Barry is going to...
I don't know if that's got anything to do with it, but it's science.
It's a Snapple fact there.
Barry's going to dash away from you and really book it away as he's now shitting himself. And there's a smell of urine in the air.
Is he screaming at the moment?
As he runs away.
So Dash is...
Yes, he's
double
I mean,
your speed.
W movement.
W movement.
So he's moving 60.
Yes.
Okay, damn it. I was going to say, because I move 60 feet when I'm flying. And
yes,
I was going
but
to attempt to catch
him. He'll be significantly more
but
than 60 feet
not,
away from
can
me.
You he'll be, yeah, but he'll be 90 feet ahead of me now.
He'll be probably 80 feet ahead
can
of me.
Can you not dash, though?
I can dash, yes.
You can dash with dash, your flying. Yeah,
you,
if
oh.
you use your
you
action to
dash if you're flying.
Then it doubles your flying.
So you get 120 feet.
Anyway, it's an action you can choose to do. Yeah. So you can choose to double your movement if you use your action to move again.
But then you can't use it for anything else.
You can't use your action to do anything else when you get there.
Because you're out of breath, I suppose.
So you'll be able to get in front of him, but...
Yeah.
Breath trap.
Honestly, Jeff doesn't see the point. Yeah. I don't know. Fair. Like, what's the point if I'm chasing him?
He's
what
robbing
am I going to do? I can't communicate with him. And if I knock him out, I feel that Maurus is going to kill him. So...
I was just going to...
I know, but I don't
brain.
Know that. From Jeff's perspective, I've been sat on Kev's shoulder, we've walked in, we've gone, hey, do you want to share a cognac? You've gone, cheers, bam! And then chased him out of the room with the bottle of cognac as he's understandably legged it from you. I think you've flipped at this point. So I'm like, okay, I've got some teaspoons, I've got a bottle opener, I've got a stopper, I'm happy.
Sounds
as far
like you've
as
armed
I
yourself.
Want, I'm going to go...
You're a waiter's friend as well.
To be honest, I'm
meanwhile,
just...
Meanwhile,
you've trained
Derek...
me. You're steel. I'm going to put him into Bob.
Meanwhile, at this point, Derek's given up rolling against the Pokeball and is now playing the harmonica.
The what?
He's playing the harmonica in his cell.
He's having a chance to get Derek out yet.
The trouble I've seen. Old Man River, I think he's playing.
Nice. Yeah, we can say that Gallop Derek's got a harmonica.
He's using a little bit flinty bits of his fingers to just play it through there.
Next time around, we can bounce the ball against the wall like Steve McQueen in Great Escape.
Okay.
Just a little rock.
How many prison cliches can you get into?
I mean, unless anyone is going to pursue Barry, I'm going to say initiative is over.
I want to pursue Barry.
You want to pursue
yes,
Barry?
Yes, I need to get him back to show him where the goddamn trophy is.
Okay. Right, yeah. I mean, the only way you're catching him is by dashing.
Once I've then caught up with him, can I then say, am I allowed to talk?
You can speak, yes. Speaking is a free action.
Barry, he's gone. I put him away. He's gone.
What the fuck? Just stay away from me. You're crazy.
It wasn't me, was it?
It's yours.
He's away.
Where is he?
He's away.
I was going to just...
He's away. What's... Calm down.
Who's he?
I don't feel good.
That's okay.
I feel...
What you need is a good trophy to lick.
And he doesn't take it well. And somebody else it.
And he vomits and passes out.
Fiddlesticks, says Kev.
Can I, if we're now out of initiative... Oh, we're not out of initiative. Oh, we must be now.
We
out
are
of
now.
He's can I rejoin Kev and see, obviously, Barry's unconscious?
Yes.
And can I just then say to Kev, I still think we should probably find the trophy at the trophy room. Because if we nick it and leave an unconscious Barry next to it, then, you know, there's some sus there. Actually, that's a terrible idea. He's just going to tell you that Keth was with him last and that it's probably him.
Who's going to believe him?
If he broke into that's the office, got really drunk on cognac.
That's what I was going to do.
His head.
I was going to drag him. Well, let's go and find the trophy room. I'll drag him with us, put the empty cognac bottle next to it, and then there's their suspect, and we'll be out of there.
I've got some things here. I just need to pop them away, and I'm just going to put all of the things that I found in Bob.
Ooh.
Clang. There's lots of clanking and jingling as you empty a fistful of teaspoons and things.
Excellent, thank you.
Into Bob. And Bob goes, nom.
Derek, by this
I'll
point,
those for you, then.
has moved off Excellent. Old Man River and is working his way through Johnny Cash's back catalogue.
Excellent.
Imagine Kef is sort of like, with his hand on his forehead, like, just exasperation. Right.
So, here's the situation. You are now, Keth, alone with Jeff in the sort of formal areas of a sporting stadium at night with access to most of the rooms and an unconscious, vomit-covered Barry.
Mm.
And there's, a bottle of cognac on the floor that shouldn't be there.
What do you do?
Well, Kev, this is a predicament.
Luckily, you're the master. Keth's just gonna, and Jeff's going to turn his face to Keth.
Right. Guess we've got to find the trophy ourselves then, haven't we, Jeff?
Apparently there was somebody who could offer you advice who was also part of this team but has no way of communicating with you.
Or, you know, read drunken passed out minds.
Can you, though?
Yeah, you can't hear that. You can't hear that.
No, none of us can.
No.
No metagaming here.
Yeah. So, we're not allowed.
But it is time now, because Kev would be like, well, I've only got... I know what I wanted to do, but he would...
I've only got Jeff. That's what you were going to say.
No.
I've only got Jeff. That's exactly what you were going to say.
You have been Keth's invaluable.
He's only got Jeff, and he should probably get the two useful ones out.
Well, I'm not happy with Maurus. Well, Keth wouldn't be happy with Maurus because he's just smashed up the lead and caused mayhem. So I'm afraid you're going to be on... You're on timeout for a little bit.
He's on the next step.
And, you're in the naughty balls.
Not going to let me come out and explain myself then.
Well, Keth would be furious because everything was going fine.
Right, that half-old temper, man.
What are we doing, Keth? What are we
releasing
doing?
Releasing Derek.
Okay.
Oh. Halfway through the chorus of Folsom Prison Blues.
Derek, let me explain.
I don't know where. Oh fuck! Is that Barry?
Oh, I wasn't it is a here, very Keth. Long story. How was your trap checking?
Here. How's my what?
Your trap checking.
I'm going to just take a long moment to think about it and sort of wiggle my really ungainly fingers and sort of squint my rocky eyes and go, well, I'm not really up to my usual self, but I could give it a go. What happened with... And I'm just going to point.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is that all about? Before you get me to check any traps.
Overindulging cognac.
Shall I just... let's just imagine I explain it to you now, rather than...
Cognac.
You explain... Keth, you explain everything to Gallop Derek.
And the reason Maurus isn't here is because I'm quite cross with him at the minute.
Understandably, he can't seem to control himself recently.
So we've got a trophy to find. I'll get Maurus out in a minute.
Probably. Look, or maybe he's a retired alcoholic and you know, he just doesn't take it well when somebody offers him a drink. Who knows? Keth, my advice. I can't, obviously, and I'm just going to again hold out my massive rocky hands and go through his pockets. If you could get hold of an Icosa ball that he's got, or if we've still got one open, I think I've got an idea.
Ooh. Like it. Okay, yeah.
If we've got like an empty one.
I'll go through his pockets then, Mr. Master.
Okay.
What would you have that? Sleight of hand or investigation?
Investigation, probably.
Yeah, investigation.
Investigation. Right. Okay, how does a 13 do for you?
A 13, yeah. You managed to check his major pockets and you only get mild amounts of sick on you.
That's fine. And what do I find?
You find a notebook, which is has some notes that are written in a sort of code that you currently don't understand. You find a small purse of gold coins of an orcish nature, and you find a Icosa dex.
Ooh, this one might work when I ask it to explain things.
And when you open it up, it says, "For my grandson," written inside.
Keth, there's some squiggles on there.
I know.
It says.
Yeah, no, he doesn't know. Yeah.
It says...
He doesn't read Orcish.
It says, "For my grandson." Remember that guy?
That would mean... Done. Dun, dun.
How much gold is in there?
10 gold pieces.
Fine.
He spent a lot of it this evening.
I know.
Right.
Bribes are expensive.
Do we have a... Do it, Keth? So, no joy then. But
no Icosa
what seems to be a code.
But Icosa Dex, which I'll have. No, I don't need that Icosa Dex.
We've robbed
anyway.
Everything else from
it. Keth, it might have like more data in it than yours does. You might not need to even scan anything. Maybe he's completed it.
I'll stash it away.
Completed it, mate.
Completed it, mate.
Completed it, mate. I'll stash it away and the notebook. Mate.
Completed it.
Okay. Is there anything I can roll to start trying to get into the code? An investigation of history? Or is it just one of those? It's a code you can't see.
It's a code
you just don't understand. There's no way of... Okay, cool.
Have we got any empty icosaples that we could...
Were there any of those? Actually...
We should have one left.
I do possess one left.
Right. So this is my...
Is it in Bob?
This is my idea. And... I think we should get Malrus out for this. But... Actually, no, fuck him. He's been a right menace, apparently.
He's been a nightmare all night. Derek's got no opinion on him.
You know what? He can sit. I've been in that ball for so long, it's changed me as a man, and hopefully it'll change him for the better. He'll come out reformed, rehabilitated, and ready to live a life without reoffending. That's my motto. Right. My idea is this, chaps. We find the trophy, right? We take Barry with us. We keep him in Bob for a little bit, make sure he comes out for a little bit of air once in a while. But then, at the end of it, the way we can frame him is to get him passed out, right? And just pull an animal out of Bob. Drop an empty icosum sphere. They'll think that his icosum went mental, killed him. And nicked the trophy. Or destroyed the trophy.
Okay.
So that's just an exit strategy I've been working on.
I mean, if necessary, if we haven't got a spare... I mean, if Bob doesn't give us an animal, we could always just release David back because, like, he's not that important. So we could just, like, let him blame for it.
And it's his Pokemon, isn't it? I mean, I can't... Let me do that again.
What's his what?
And it's his Icosabon, isn't it, David?
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, he likes me now, but...
Well, I'm quite fond of him, but, you know...
Nah, he's a prick.
If the rest of us have to... If somebody has to go down with the ship while the rest of us leave on a lifeboat.
It's not going to be fucking Humphrey, is it? Let's face it.
Yeah, Humphrey's coming with us, obviously.
Yeah. Derek, that's the best plan we've got.
So, we need to find out where the trophy is. How can we do that?
We've got to search the place. That's it.
Does anybody have any sort of, like, telepathic skills among the group that we could make use of?
I could look really deeply into his unconscious eyes and see if I could gain some kind of information, but I think that's more Maris's gig, but he's in the naughty bin.
Well, Jeff, it's the best plan we've got so far. Okay. Maybe if we take a scan of his eyes, we could see in the reflection who hit him with a cognac bottle. Oh, yeah, it's
with
Maris.
Limited
we already
telepathy.
Knew that.
Can that do anything?
Well, can you read an unconscious man's mind to determine the location of a trophy?
I appreciate that in the description of limited telepathy, it does specify only other fairy dragons. But
yeah.
Homebrew.
Yeah. no, look, homebrew is homebrew, but that doesn't make an unconscious orc a fairy dragon.
Oh. Well.
And then, I guess.
I'm going to maintain my superior invisibility and go,
And then Kef will sigh.
He looks tired. Oh,
can we try this?
Right,
actually, Kef,
I'm gonna let Maris out.
No, not yet. I got an idea.
Decided to yet.
I got an idea. We got an empty icosa ball. We have a body that we need to transport. Do you want to just like give him a taste of his own medicine? Something. Just try it.
Just try it. See if you can put an orc in a ball. I'm not sure if you can.
That professor thing
it.
Didn't say anything about that not being possible because of some antennas or something. Or was that just leaving? There was something. I swear there was something to do with orcs being captured.
Jeff, it's been a strange few days in this place, and I've lost track of what we can and can't do.
We could have done with your master ball, but you left it in your other weird body. That would
at this moment.
Oh.
While you're stood there having this extended argument about how to get the knowledge of a room that is clearly in the local vicinity to you, that a mediocre search probably could have found.
But the body seems
an alarm begins to sound.
Oh, shit.
And you hear the sound of running feet.
I would like to...
From both ends of the corridor.
I would like to continue investigating the rooms then. I'm going to go... That's our cue to go. I'm invisible. I'm going to have a quick look to see if there are any doors that lead to a trophy.
Yeah.
Can I just start opening doors and seeing if there's anything like
trophy.
You have time to open one door.
Ooh.
And there are six in your immediate vicinity. Roll a d6.
Ooh, okay. Here we go.
Try it. Decided by a dice. Four. That doesn't sound
with a four. Quite you positive. Open a room. You open a door to a room. And from within this room is an eerie glow.
Fuck off. I can't have got that out of nowhere. Sorry.
And
it's a vending machine. But it's a really nice vending machine that does hot and cold drinks.
Yeah, it does, yeah. And there's a snack machine next to it.
Is that 80s office again? From the
and then one of those
hour.
Ones that makes a pizza.
One of those toasters that you get in a hotel.
Then in the corner, thrown on the sofa, you see a trophy.
Some croissants laid out.
It's not the digital clock from a microwave.
You open the door to this room, and from within the room, you see this eerie glow. And as you look around, you see some very shiny-looking cabinets around the room. Ooh. And within these cabinets are a number of medals, a number of statuettes, if you will. And in the center of the room, in its own case, is an illuminated trophy.
Sinking towards the stadium, Barry leads them in the back. They creep into the executive suite while Maurus goes for the attack, battling Barry, then chasing him. Now Kef must take control. He catches Maurus, tells him off, and zaps him into his bowl. Kef catches up with Barry, who passes out after being sick. Derek comes back out to play and says to frame him as the trick. While searching for the trophy, they hear the sound of feet. Jeff quickly throws open a door. Has he found what they seek? What will Jeff do, surrounded by a Cosimon memorabilia? We'll find out next time on Rule Britannia.
Just speak into the mic, do I? Okay, right, you bunch of bastards, listen up. This is Derek Normalbeard from Roll Britannia, and I'm here to say that the folks who make this show need your help. Like with our adventures, the guys who make this show want to make it the best it can possibly be, so they've decided to be quite brave, in my opinion, and launch a very own Roll Britannia Patreon page. Am I saying that right? Don't you worry your pretty little heads about it, though. I might be the biggest bastard in the Shattered Lands, but the guys who make this show certainly aren't going to be stealing your hard-earned booty to line their own coffers. I'm not even allowed to look at the accounts. All of the money they raise, they want to plough right back into the show so it can be the best that it can be. Seems like a waste to me. Why not just bury it on a beach somewhere? So what's in it for me? I hear you scream. Well, shut your face. There's a whole treasure chest's worth to be had. Just be patient. There's exclusive Buccaneer prologues so that you can learn some of the secrets, not all of them though, of your favourite hero, me, and where our adventures all began. Maybe the other boys will do a couple as well. You'll be able to read the finest tabloid on the high seas, the Daily Teledath, which I absolutely adore. It's my favourite toilet paper. And you can get your grubby mitts on ARC-exclusive merchandise that you won't find in our store. To be fair, though, if you go down the market, you could probably find some pretty good knockoffs. And the best part? Your very own, handcrafted, beautifully made, totally unique, and totally organic piece of crap art drawn just for you by your favourite Buccaneer. I'd imagine it's got pretty good resale value as well, in case you wanted to flog it on to some other poor unfortunate idiot. Just look for Roll Britannia on patreon.com, or even easier, follow the links on their social media pages and let them do all the hard work for once. They've got a bunch of different tiers, so depending on how much loot you've squirreled away, you can contribute whatever you're willing to spend. The normal beard is the most expensive and at the top, as it should be. I used to know a bloke who got in deep with the Patreon loan sharks and it ruined his life forever. So only contribute what you can afford. I'm sure the guys at the show will appreciate everything that they get. And if Patreon's not for you, you'll be happy to know that the nautical antics of the Roll Britannia Buccaneers will be available every Wednesday, as usual, absolutely free. Free? What? Nobody told me about this. So that's our Patreon. Join or die. No, wait, what was it? Join or continue listening for free. That's not nearly as catchy, but it's probably more accurate.
Danger. Mystery. Intrigue. Think you've heard all that actual play podcasts have to offer? Think again. I'm Nate Peterson. I'm Nate Peterson, the dungeon master for... Yes, Stuart, what can I do for you?
I know naught of this, Stuart. My name is Dweezil Vansafir, the Bard of Bards.
Well, firstly, your name's Stuart and you're from Yorkshire. Secondly, I don't know if you've noticed, I'm trying to record an advert for our show.
Well, firstly, in your parlance, I've never even heard of this Yorkshire. And secondly, if there is a show to be advertised, then surely it should be I, Dweezil Vansafir, to do the advertising.
I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, surely this is a job for me as the Dungeon Master.
Perhaps a, song?
No, I certainly don't think it's time for a song.
Five adventurers, brave and true, strong of will and strong of arm, a band unbreakable through and through. They protect each other from insult and harm. What more persuasion could one require? Tune in to hear our tales.
Dice and Desire. You see, Stuart, words do have power, but certainly not as much power as the Dungeon Master. Join me as I corral my merry band of misfits to Storm King's Thunder every week on Dice and Desire, a 5e actual play podcast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Be careful, just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.